afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Wednesday, December 1st, 2021. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone, RBN is listener-supported, folks. Please help out with whatever is manageable. And remember, free speech cannot exist without being funded by we, the people. We have a few options available at the moment. We're still trying to get card payments via phone operable again. But at the moment, we do have PayPal and mail-in options functional with an account. So PayPal at RBN. Website donate page. So republicbroadcasting.org, click on donate, and you'll find the PayPal link right there. And if you want to mail in cash, check, money order, you can make that out to RBN. That's just the letters, RBN. And you can mail that to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. If you have any questions, you can call us about payment options, and that would be 800-724-2719, extension 3. I don't believe I will be joined by any of my co-hosts here today. One was preoccupied. The other, I'm not sure with his schedule plans what he's planning to do in upcoming weeks. So we'll leave that tentative for the moment. But I am here, of course, to go over and reflect on our situation, folks. I tell you, it's amazing the amount you can coerce the entire population, as long as you just ask for a little bit at a time, you know, or insist time-wise, at least, you know, even if you're asking for a lot, you know, just a little duration of time. That's all it'll be. And okay, then time is up a little more. And okay, we have these other little reasons why. So yeah, we're going to need you to move your desk a little further back in that corner again. Make room for some of these boxes and things we're going to be bringing in here. Okay, thanks a bunch. Bye-bye now. And people just put up with it, you know? I mean, until they're in such a tiny corner for their life, for their world, for their ability to support their family and any sort of existence. It just, you know, once people realize that this is strategic, unfortunately, all too often they're just fighting for survival at that point and can't really do much to help the cause. That is unfortunate. I suppose I'm always able to give more advice on many of these topics than I can provide myself. Of course, we all have human flaws, right, folks? Nonetheless, some have far more noble goals, far more noble expectations for what civilized behavior is, for what moral behavior is. I mean, those words, of course, can be thrown around with definitions to suit the agendas by both sides. I mean, we have a number of court cases and racially charged topics. Of course, this is the worst possible timing. I mean, I understand, of course, the perspective of parents and the weaponization of the school system, which really was from the onset of it. Critical race theory, gender conditioning. You know, these things really can't be halted to be addressed by the parents. As far as the country by and large, though, some of these court cases are going to set precedents that it could be very impactful, but I think the bulk of our time and our energy needs to be spent on stopping this totalitarian effort to draw in anything and everything under the name of this great reset, citing the pandemic or even climate change. You know, these wars on energy, artificial scarcity, though, is it's not artificial, other than the fact that it's engineered. Engineered scarcity. All right. I mean, I think there's a time and place where a fear is used to exaggerate current conditions, but by and large, we do have coming shortages to expect, folks. And with the inflation, with the mandates, how that affects anyone, any household's ability to support themselves, it's just the perfect combination to, I don't know, this seems like an accelerated takedown of the United States, you know, to bring in this new world order. We are experiencing a level of asymmetrical warfare unprecedented in the history of this nation. That's really how I see the current landscape, political landscape, therefore being fueled with, okay, yes, the precedent of these court cases is important. The election issue moving forward, if people think they could vote themselves out of the system, though, they have another thing coming, but you know, we shouldn't go quietly into that good night on any front. Of course, we should still keep fighting these things, but by and large, I see right now we need to get back our freedoms on a local level, on a state level, and push back these federal and global agendas. I mean, some of the people who were instrumental in influencing wide bodies, it's really beyond the scope of imagination that they pulled a lot of this off. Much like Soros had contributed to the mass immigration far more than you could imagine one human. Although, of course, these agendas set in motion, it's far more than one person. You take out any one person, you're not going to stop what is already set in motion. This really needs to be an awareness level we reach, where we understand that these corporations, media, it's all tied in with the agendas of these private central banks, quite frankly. And neo-serfdom is the goal for the masses. Agenda 21 initiatives in terms of the entire 21st century. So, much like Soros, as I say, was so influential regarding immigration thus far and continues to be such, Bill Gates, it's phenomenal how he, his organizations, his funding, and many of these, well, I mentioned even the computer models from organizations he is in the majority regarding funding, which actually had justified pandemic back in March 2020. I want to cover that a bit more when I get to some audio of him either later in the week or month here. So we can all get a little closer understanding of who Bill Gates is, you know, and it helps then when you look at the macrocosm. Once again, you know, after studying the microcosm that is Bill Gates, his world, his agenda, what he's been doing for decades now. I mean, sure, the depopulation is a factor, but just the push for the digital ID system, centralization of all this, and the fear-mongering, you know, the projected computer models to justify pandemic. And, of course, the ties with all of these other organizations and big pharma, vaccine industry, industrial complex, for that matter. And, of course, the predecessor of the depopulation aspects of eugenics, the Rockefellers, Bill Gates' family, truly follow in their footsteps, if not try to take things further in some ways. So I do want to cover Mr. Gates more, and it's information that can arm all of you, equip all of you with the ammunition to, you know, perhaps get others to the point of questioning the whole agenda, or even better still, you know, dare they look into some of this for themselves to confirm or deny much of what they're hearing here. You can get friends and family to start researching for themselves, and with means to do so. You know, that's the biggest thing. I mean, developing the discretion to know what sources. There's experience, there's intuition, there's a combination of factors, really. And even then, it depends really on even cultural issues, really, parts of the world. And, you know, just how much people are willing to try to discover on their own, or to think that they could possibly find information that could be correct and be against the masses, right? Now, Dr. Fauci, a bit more condensed study of an individual in all this could be Fauci. I might focus on a bit today, especially in particular his history with Dr. Judy Mikovits. For those who aren't familiar, it really, for those who have been looking at Fauci this whole time as some sort of oracle of truth, he himself considers himself to be science. You know, you question him, you're questioning science. Very good, Sir Fauci. I believe I will nonetheless reserve my hypotheses. Save your genius intellect's contribution to all this. But we had a very good article by none other than Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He is the chairman of the Children's Health Defense. So I'd like to share a bit of that. And unfortunately, I don't have the audio available. I was going to get it ready. Just kind of ran out of time here with things this morning. I can at least read. It's not too many quotes from an interview she did. And just a little background, you know, which RFK Jr. covers here. The Truth About Fauci, featuring Dr. Judy Mikovits. Judy Mikovits is among her generation's most accomplished scientists. A quote from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. All right, then. Again, and this is in his position as chairman of Children's Health Defense, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. writes, Dr. Mikovits joined NIH, of course, that's National Institute of Health, in 1980 as a postdoctoral scholar in molecular virology at the National Cancer Institute, and began a 20-year collaboration with Frank Grusetti, a pioneer in the field of human retrovirology. She helped Dr. Grusetti isolate the HIV virus and link it to AIDS in 1983. Her NIH boss, Anthony Fauci, delayed publication of that critical paper for 6 months to let his protege, Robert Gallo, G-A-L-L-O, Robert Gallo, replicate, publish, and claim credit. The delay in mass HIV testing led AIDS further spread. It led AIDS further spread around the globe to help Fauci win promotion to director, NIAID, In 2006, jump forward here, Dr. Mikovits became director of Whittemore Peterson Institute for Neuroimmune Disease and collaborated with Dr. Ruschetti searching for the cause of chronic fatigue syndrome, which suddenly became epidemic in the 1980s. The male-dominated medical community dismissed CFS as psychosomatic, quote-unquote, yuppie flu, caused when fragile females cracked in corporate jobs. Dr. Mikovits discovered that 67% of affected women carried a virus called xenotropic murine leukemia-related virus that appeared in healthy women only 4% of the time. XMRV is also associated with prostate, breast, ovarian cancers, leukemia, and multiple myeloma. Many women with XMRV bore children with autism. Flash forward ahead, in 2009, Dr. Mikovits and Ruschetti published their explosive findings in the journal Science. But the question remained, how was XMRV getting into people? Other researchers linked the first CFS outbreak to a polio vaccine given to doctors and nurses that resulted in the 1934 Los Angeles County hospital epidemic. That vaccine was cultivated on pulverized mouse brains. Retroviruses from dead animals can survive in cell lines and permanently contaminate vaccines. Dr. Mikovits' studies suggested that the XMRV vaccine was present in the MMR, polio, and encephalitis vaccines given to American children and soldiers. XMRV is so hazardous that the mere presence of mouse tissue in the laboratory can contaminate other tissues in the same room. Dr. Fauci ordered Mikovits to keep her mouth shut. When she refused, he illegally confiscated her workbooks and hard drives, drove her from government work, and blackballed her from receiving NIH grants, ending her science career. XMRV remains in American vaccines. And we do have the transcript of this available via the website vaccineimpact.com. In Washington, D.C., Fauci's tactics are an open secret. Intimidation, bullying, and reckless disregard for the health and safety of the American people. Dr. Judy Mikovits was one of the most skilled scientists of her generation. She had a 20-year collaboration with Frank Ruschetti, a pioneer in the field of human retrovirology. Again, you can find this at vaccineimpact.com. The Truth About Fauci, featuring Dr. Judy Mikovits, is the title there. And they do have the transcripts, her interview, and the first Fauci episode and the second Fauci episode. It was actually removed from their link there. I do have it downloaded myself, but there are a lot of bits where it's just music and showing words on the screen. I'd have to edit it to just her voice. Maybe I could play that later in the week. We'll be right back after the break, folks. Stick around. Little piece of you, a little piece in me, will die. A miracle, for this is not America.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You look at me, the world goes on. All the money could buy all those things. I can never be sure where to begin.
Don't wanna know.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here discussing a retrospect of our predicament here with these mandates and the people we trust so much, or at least the figureheads many out there are convinced to have only the best of intentions. Couldn't possibly be in these positions due to ego, opportunistic sort of motives. But here with Fauci, it's a perfect example. This man is all that and more. I don't know. Yeah, I will play later, as I say, possibly this week. Hearing her words, I think, has more of an impact, you know, than just me reading the interview where she mentions just the ways Fauci and his cohorts, you know, made sure to get credit for things that at the expense of, you know, anyone and any sort of increased amount of outbreak, you know, prolonged time before letting out crucial data, as she points out here. As far as our current state with these shots, well, I don't know, it's a little more positive here than in Europe at the moment, at least. Federal vaccine mandate for healthcare workers in 10 states has been blocked by a judge. Enforcement of the Biden administration's vaccine mandate for millions of healthcare workers was blocked in 10 states on Monday after a ruling by a federal judge in Missouri. That's Missouri, Iowa, Kansas, New Hampshire, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Arkansas, Wyoming, and Alaska. So that's inspiring, at least. I noticed one claim about the federal level still looking for more information on that, but it's somewhat cited that there has been a federal ruling putting off some of this. Many private sector employees will be required to get vaccinated or undergo weekly tests, while some 17 million healthcare providers and facilities participating in the federal Medicare and Medicaid health insurance programs must be vaccinated with no option to choose weekly testing instead. Under the requirement, healthcare workers were to be vaccinated by January 4th, 2022. So we'll see how things progress both federally and at the state level. We have people out there, of course, in the corporate media grandstanding. CNBC's Jim Cramer is demanding Biden impose military-enforced vaccine mandates for all Americans. A big surprise coming from CNBC, right? And we're hearing that the U.S. may impose new, wait for it, Omicron-inspired travel restrictions as more cases are confirmed in Canada. Fewer than 250 confirmed cases of the Omicron variant have been reported worldwide. Although epidemiologists fear the number of cases caused by the variant could be much higher. But that isn't stopping the CDC, led by Rochelle Walensky, the same bureaucrat and Jew, we should add, who admitted 2 months ago that COVID jabs can't prevent transmission of the virus, from pushing for tighter travel restrictions in an effort to slow the new variant's entry into the U.S. President Joe Biden signaled he would be taking the new variant seriously during a press conference yesterday, where he delegated to Dr. Anthony Fauci multiple times. Dr. Fauci has seized the opportunity. Of course he has. But Dr. Fauci has seized the opportunity to bombard Americans with FUD related to the new strain. This puts it. Cases of the variant have been confirmed in Canada, and many believe it's only a matter of time before a case is confirmed in the U.S., even if the U.S. were to close its borders to non-citizens again tomorrow. Now, we have to remember, folks, this is just hype because they're running out of steam, okay? People are no longer in fear. The word Omicron isn't going to do it. We have South Africa, who first came across this alleged variant. And, I mean, come on, what means are they really using? I from what I've read there, it sounds very shaky process for any of these so-called variants being detected, far less confirmed, but it's basically very mild flu, nothing more than a very mild flu. But you have to be forced now every 6 months to take their experimental gene therapy, and there's hardly any symptoms. So we'll be back, folks.
A shiver with the mouth to the ground. Words just a shout with the language of fear. Dreams are a mission they vow to liberate.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative for public broadcasting. Richard Carey here discussing the increasing mass psychosis that are these pandemic-inspired mandates and lockdowns. I mean, yeah, we do have some states pushing back here in the U.S., On the European front, again, it is far more draconian. There, some nation states over there are slipping toward Australian territory pretty quickly. But I do think a lot of these things are distractions as far as what is coming up in the media at the moment, the timing of everything. You know, I mean, sure, we had the Rittenhouse lawsuit, we had Charlottesville financial suit, including Richard Spencer and other prominent names in the alt-right, so-called alt-right movement. Oh, we have Ghislaine, you know, and that's a tricky one because they don't really want that one in the news all that much. Just like these, Waukesha incident, now we're not hearing about the Detroit shooting either. Interesting how they're not trying to spin it and cash in on it some way for a distraction. But Ghislaine, I guess they don't want that out too much. But what we are getting out, you know, it could be used by a lot of people in their motives. Epstein's pilot is naming names. Recalls shuttling Clinton, Trump, Spacey, and Prince Andrew, among others. I don't know if Kevin Spacey is worth noting that much, but oh yeah, we have Clinton named by the pilot, Prince Andrew, and of course Trump, And if anything, that would be the focus, I'm sure, by anyone in the media trying to spin this. I don't know. It doesn't seem nearly as significant right this moment as much as that blackmail syndicate, a Mossad operation, showing Jewish power for all to see. If it were uncovered for all it is, yes, it would be very important, but I don't see that ever really getting addressed by and large by most outlets. And so therefore, these little tidbits, they're dangling. I don't know. It does seem like filler and distraction from the most important issues we really need to mobilize against here and abroad. Speaking of abroad, a microchip containing your vaccine passport information can now be embedded in your hand. Amazingly, people in Sweden are willingly doing this to themselves, putting microchips containing their vaccine passport information in their hands, raving about how convenient it is. It's really it's amazing how many of these people evidently just do not understand where this could lead. You know? And then, of course, we've been hearing a lot about Austria. Austria's planning to jail unvaccinated people. People repeatedly snubbing COVID-19 vaccination in Austria after immunization becomes compulsory are to face fines of up to $8,100 or several weeks behind bars, according to the draft that was leaked to the media. So does that mean they don't have to take the shot? I mean, they're not going to get forced to take the shot once they're in prison or anything, right? Losing some of their rights. That would be a very slippery slope indeed. I haven't heard that brought up yet. The willingness of the masses to of people to conform is simply outrageous. This one author has a photo here, and it has a child with a virtual reality headset on while receiving the injection. They're putting virtual reality headsets on children's heads while they inject them. How dystopian is that for you? I mean, there are so many places you could go with that. I mean, is this something that the child's enjoying? You know, this combination of these experiences, or just a distraction? Is that the idea here? Well, pay attention to this while we do this to you. Wow, it really gives a literal figurative example, or not figurative. I mean, a literal example of what really has been happening to us all with technology. Bread and circuses, let them eat cake. The EU chief, there's an EU chief, well, I guess you don't hear about him too much and know his name or anything, but the EU chief, we're hearing, is calling for mandatory vaccinations. And Germany has warned over the ICU capacity. They've already, supposedly breached ICU capacity in Germany. They're claiming more countries slapping the unjabbed with fines and bans. The new European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says mandatory vaccination needs to be discussed. Europe has vaccination levels allegedly above 75%. By contrast, the U.S. is stuck at allegedly 59%. I think it's lower in the U.S., honestly. I have to wonder, has it even breached 40% of the sheeple? You know, could it be? I mean, I've heard some claims 37% of Americans may be the max number who've actually been allowing these shots. Let's go to the phones. We have Dan in Washington on with us. Hello, Dan. How you doing today? And welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, every day I wake up, I'm thinking about World War II and stuff, you know. It's kind of a, are we on the right side? I don't think so. but I called about Epstein, but real quick, I don't think we've reached that many that are vaxxed as well. And I'm hoping that Bill Maher, Bill Maher said he would not get the booster. And as they're trying to, a lot of these people who got the first vaccine, you know, now that they're coming out saying you're going to have to get it every 6 months and stuff, I'm hoping that will help wake people up to this too, you know, because they lied about how effective it was. It's a horrible vaccine, and it should be becoming clear to a lot of people.
Well, it's amazing now, Dan. I mean, like, the person, if any of these variants of, you know, cold and flu-like symptoms, you know, I'm not even going to say SARS-CoV-2 because we don't really know for sure, but, you know, any of these claims, and is it just cases or people with symptoms? Because South Africa is referring to this Omicron as being a very mild, where you pretty much don't have symptoms. It's certainly not like the loss of taste and smell we were hearing about, or even a cough. They're saying just a you know, an itchiness in the throat and a bit of a fatigue, and just a really mild flu that only comes out with a couple symptoms like that is what South African doctors had said. It's really not anything to worry about. But so, you know, and that follows what we've learned of these always mutating, evolving to something that is potentially more contagious, but certainly less lethal for its own survivability.
I think the vaccines are part of the experiment because they were involved in gain of function research, which really means taking a virus and making it worse. And I think that's what the vaccines are doing, is they go through people, they're mutating it. And I think that's part of the big experiment here.
I mean, I think people are reacting more to all of these. They're having symptoms, more people are getting sick from various ways, potentially from variants, some of it because of the shots and the weakened immune system. And yeah, I played that clip of that one doctor, I forget his name at the moment, suggesting that more doctors do these various tests regarding the immune system and the levels of everything that attribute to that, because yeah, we would see significant differences like he has. He had a patient, he got on a much healthier diet and lifestyle. You know, the immune system numbers were way up after that, and that, from where they were before. And then after shot one, shot two, I don't even remember if he got to the booster with them, but, you know, very evident. And many doctors are saying this, you know, your immune system's considerably lower each time around. But go ahead, Dan. What else did you want to add?
That goes, I was in driving through Colorado, and I just saw local news, and it just said, the emergency rooms are filling up with patients, but they're not all COVID. For some reason, you know, more people are having heart attacks and more people are getting the flu and unrelated to COVID, you know. And it's like, well, is that related to what you're saying, where the vaccine, you know, weakens the immune system, you know? And
we're probably
going to have a worse flu season, you know, too.
Yeah, and all the European footballers, you know, like European football and other athletes, and if that's a good point I heard made, that, you know, they definitely make sure, you know, that these people are in good health when they sign them onto their contracts. So on average, for all these to have all these heart conditions, all these women to have all these heart conditions, all these children to have all these deaths, including enlarged hearts at the time of death, all extremely suspicious and following the curves of places where you have high vaccination rates. It's pretty hard to hide. There's far more damage from these shots than any variants that could be out there. And people are getting affected and sick once they get these shots more and more. And they want you on that treadmill, you know. You lose your natural immune system. And just like Microsoft, you know, you have to rent your software year to year. Well, you have to rent your immune system year to year. That's what Bill Gates has as his vision.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, and going against the will of the people in Europe so hard. You know, even though they've destroyed, you know, the riots in France, the riots and the violence it's causing, and they're just going ahead with it even more. But people are getting sick of it, and that's why I hate Bill Maher's guts, but I thought it was significant that even he came out and said, I'm not going to get the booster. So I was hoping that would lead to more of these normies and stuff. People are pretty sick of it, but the bad part is, too, they get sick of it and then just say, go ahead and get the shot, a lot of people. But then there's a lot of people that are getting more outspoken against all this stuff. But anyway, real quick, I heard on Strike and Mike that I think the judge in this case with Maxwell is Jewish and maybe goes to the same synagogue as that other prominent legal Jewish guy that said everyone should be vaccinated. Forgot his name. But anyway, I think, I called to just remind people to check out this video called Head of the Snake. If you Google Head of the Snake, Mossad, Maxwell, it's an interview with this farmer lady who was basically one of these sex slaves. And she's a reputable source. They have her with pictures with the queen and, you know, Maxwell with Queen Diana or Princess Diana. And but yeah, she said definitely Trump was Trump's ex-wife. And Trump used to go around in a limousine and just pick girls up. And he would ask them, if you get good grades. That was what they'd ask. Do you get good grades, little girl? You know, and then come in our limo, and these girls would just disappear. And, you know, probably they're trying to get the good girls that, you know, are kind of.
Well, we did hear, you know. Do you remember that story going around that supposedly Epstein wanted to have a whole, just a whole harem of mothers for his children? He wanted to have 20 women impregnated at once. And just have like just this huge amount of descendants, basically.
I heard about that. He was trying to design the race. Well, it's weird when you look at that. He built like a temple in that island in the Caribbean. Like, looks like some weird synagogue, you know, or Arabian kind of harem place almost, the way it was painted and stuff, like something you'd see out of Arabian Nights or something. But yeah, I think.
Right.
I wonder what in the interview she's saying what happened to all these girls because they don't know where they are. So I mean, I wouldn't even put it past these people to do human sacrifice with some of these girls after they use them. So yeah, but it's a good and Trump's definitely involved. So I think what's going to happen, I think this whole Epstein thing, Trump could have just done it to get rid of Epstein and get this Maxwell lady out of the news. So I think she'll probably win the case and just disappear. And then I think Trump already made a deal about that, in my view. So unless Trump really is secretly the good guy, but she's naming Trump as like raping her when she was 14 or something. And you know, I after the more I look back at Trump, I don't really doubt it. I don't know, but I could be wrong. Maybe Trump secretly.
Wait, who was saying that Trump raped them at 14?
Her name, the one in the interview with Head of the Snake. It's on. Mm-hmm. It's on YouTube still. Head of the Snake, Maxwell Mossad. She's the one. I think her name's Maria Farmer. She was one of the girls that was there, and so she calls out Bill Gates, Bill Clinton. Just all these people that went to the island. But she says, yeah, Trump raped her, which when I supported Trump, I'm like, oh, she's just saying that, you know, anything to kind of support Trump. But the whole Epstein thing was very suspicious, you know, how he supposedly got killed or killed himself. And, you know, when Trump, what do you think about, Epstein? I mean, I think he's probably on some island somewhere, you know?
Yeah, very possibly, you know, just with a different identity on some island somewhere. Others have speculated perhaps he could have a nice, cozy retirement that was arranged for him in Israel. You know, that's possible, too. I do have the opinion that, you know, that there is a stronger likelihood that I think, is it Patrick Slattery who always suggests this, that people probably knew it was a honey trap and that this is just something you have to do so they have the goods on you. Yeah, it is Patrick. Yeah, it is far more palatable for many of these people, even if they're in corrupt positions or they've desensitized themselves a bit. Most try to think of themselves as upstanding, you know, even if it's delusional in some of their agendas. But yeah, this would be a rite of passage to make sure they have some dirt on you, and you know, they could always claim that they didn't know if the girl looked like she could pass for 18 or over. But so, you know, I mean, 17, I think 17 that. In some states and 18 in others is anyway. Yeah, so someone, they're 15 or 16, but they looked like they could have been a couple years older. I didn't know. They could always just have that plausible deniability.
She was 14, but
I'm sure that some were.
You know,
it's just hard to believe that you go to this island with this prominent guy who has so many connections and you're in a prominent public figure. You have to be suspicious that those rooms are wired. You know, that should just be a given. So, you know, at the very least,
I heard a lot of people make the point too that, like, when Prince, so like in England, the age of consent like 16. So, yeah, I don't know if they were all like, you know, they're not like pedophiles. I would agree with like what Slattery said to a point. Like I don't even see Bill Gates being like some kind of sex. He's too much of a geek to really be in the like. I could see that, and I think that one crippled guy, that scientist that was paraplegic, the famous physicist, actually went to the island, and Epstein kind of was being nice and got him laid one time in his life. Who was that? The famous?
Yeah, I heard about physicist. That. Stephen Hawking. Stephen Hawking. I always felt he got a little more credit than he deserved because of his condition. But yeah. It was another surprising find regarding Epstein's.
Well, all right. It's a good. I would encourage everyone to check that out. Head of the Snake,
any updates? No, we have a few more minutes here at this point for the show. I mean, any more updates on the interstate travel or anything related to the trucking industry and these mandates? I mean, how have things been going for you and people you've been keeping in contact with? Do you talk to many truckers usually about any of this, or hear any talk?
They seem to be kind of a lot of people are resisting the vaccine, and I'm glad that they have that court case. As far as I know, it's on hold, and more companies are the airline pilots really helped. So I'm really hoping. I'm not too optimistic. I don't trust, like, Amy Comey Barrett, the Supreme Court, this, you know, lady who was a lot of the people. I don't trust them, Gorsuch or you know, any of those people. So we'll see if it goes to the Supreme Court. But I'm hoping that, they let kind of give it up on that point and let it go away as far as mandating companies over 100. So as far as I know, that's where we're at, right? Do you know anything on that front? Have they appealed that, or is that, are they still fighting to force
I have not heard. Yeah, I have not heard any updates on that. I mean, the other trucker I know, he often regularly goes in and out of Canada. And so he just in advance submitted to the shots. I don't know how much he regrets it or would get the boosters, but he figured he would have to because of, you know, the fact that he goes in and out of Canada. I don't know. I don't think it's worth it. If someone really has researched this, it's clearly not worth the risk. Even if you're talking about your livelihood. Now, the other thing you would avoid, you say you don't go to the ports, you know, so you're never like at the West Coast ports. And I've been reading stories, of course, and sharing them with you, how bad it is for people who have to deal with the crane operators and the long lines, 8 hours, easy to wait for a load.
Yeah,
so I mean, you're independent.
I'd say
you're not independent then. I mean, you're with a company that's 100 or more.
For a big company. Yeah.
Okay.
Never,
but you would
I've
have the option
if
it came down, if it ever came down to that, but you could still be independent. I mean, is there that option for you if things ever required such?
Yeah, I thought about that, and I actually thought about that, but a lot of companies are doing that right now because the price of the used trucks have gone up so much that they're getting, they used to have kind of programs to help you do that. But, you know, what I'm afraid of, we have to get this medical card every year, and if they keep pushing it, they could easily say, well, you have to show your vaccine passport to get your medical card, and that, there would be no escape for that with truckers at all, you know. But, but as far as I know, the owner of my company is fighting it. A lot of the owners of these companies are really supporting their people with lawyers and you know.
Well, the digital ID, they've had this on the back burner for years, you know. This ID 2020, they rolled out with COVID is just the perfect excuse. But, you know, I'm seeing more stories about the central banks really have been releasing, you know, their own digital currencies. I think they want to move people away from cash. You know, cash is dirty. They're going to say, you know, you could spread COVID variants from, you know, from using cash.
It seemed like they were doing that at first. I mean, there's all these, it definitely, like every conspiracy theory I've ever heard of seems to be coming true, you know, like they,
yeah.
There was the, you go to the store and they wouldn't have change for you. And they, you know, I think Ukraine, you know, we know who runs Ukraine now. I heard Ukraine kind of is trying to go just totally cashless and, you know, other countries have. I don't know if they're going to have time to get it all done. I don't know. Like, I just don't see that really flying in America. I don't know. It could, but I don't know if they're
Yeah, if it ever happens here, it will happen in Europe first. Just like the attempts with all these draconian shot mandates. Yeah. We'll see how that plays out.
Well, they had that thing in the tax bill where any transaction over, what was it, $600 had to be reported to the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, so, they pushed back on that, did they? Change it?
Yeah, I think so. But I think that's kind of where
they're still
you don't
looking
have
at
to
it
get rid
year,
of cash,
I think.
I guess.
I think they're still looking at it for the year. Oh,
yep.
Well, hey, great conversation from you as always. Dan, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Talk to you again soon.
Okay, have a good day. Thanks.
Okay, folks, well, please support the network. Mail in or use PayPal on the website. Stick around for Patrick Slattery with National Bugle Radio, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.